Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I hereby submit my resignation, effective on December 31st, 2023, as United States Representative of the 20th District of California.
Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy submitted his official letter of resignation on Wednesday, which was read on the floor. Losing the gavel after a tumultuous 9 months, McCarthy is leaving politics and joining a big group of retirees. The reasons 7 senators and more than 30 House members give for exiting include Washington's dysfunction and polarization. Even though it cost him the speakership, McCarthy says he would always choose to make a deal with Democrats to prevent a government shutdown.
Do not be fearful if you believe your philosophy brings people more freedom. Do not be fearful that you could lose your job over it.
As expected, former President Donald Trump is appealing the ruling of Colorado's Supreme Court decision removing him from the state's primary ballot. If the U.S. Supreme Court hears the case, it could impact similar lawsuits in 14 other states. David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research is among those praising Colorado's Supreme Court for judging the case on the law, not the possible political fallout.
It was unprecedented that we had a president who engaged in the behavior that he did on and before January 6th. And that's where all of this is coming from. It comes from his behavior, not from the courts having to address that behavior in some way.
To give the high court time, the Colorado justices put a hold on their ruling until January 4th, one day before the Secretary of State must certify primary ballots. Until then, Trump is still on the list of candidates. While speaking with reporters, President Joe Biden declined to comment on the case itself, noting the law must take its course. But Biden is clear in saying he thinks Trump is an insurrectionist.
It's horrible. Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I'll let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. No question about it.
A bit more humanitarian aid is getting into Gaza. The U.S. has worked to get Kerem Shalom, a crossing between Israel and Gaza, open. This comes despite U.S. opposition to United Nations resolution for a humanitarian ceasefire. State Department spokesperson Matt Miller says while opening the crossing is beneficial, the need is profound.
We will continue to work closely with the governments of Israel, Egypt, and partner countries in the region to further increase the humanitarian assistance flowing into Gaza to address the needs of the Palestinian people.
The UN is criticizing Israel for insisting that aid trucks be unloaded and the supplies loaded back on separate vehicles. Talks over getting more hostages released are also going slow. Senate leadership says the body may not be able to reach an agreement on border policy or funding before their holiday break. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says some issues have been resolved while others are still under discussion.
Border security policy is complex, and our colleagues at the negotiating table are clear-eyed about the fact that getting this agreement right and producing legislative text is going to require some time.
Without the border issues resolved, the administration's big foreign aid package is still in limbo. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.